Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 6, 1 to 15. The Gospel according to John chapter 6, verse 1 to 15. It is a very long passage. I'm not going to read it to you. But my theme for reflection is Jesus, the bread of life, more than Moses, more than miracles. Jesus, the bread of life, more than Moses, more than miracles. In John 6, 1 to 15, Jesus performs the miracle of feeding the 5,000, a sign that goes far beyond satisfying physical hunger. This passage reveals a deeper truth. Jesus Christ himself is the bread of life, the true source of spiritual nourishment. As we reflect on this story, it is essential to understand that this miracle is not merely about food, but about the identity of Jesus and the abundant grace he offers to all who follow him. The crowd that followed Jesus into the wilderness was likely thinking of Moses, the great prophet, who had led the Israelites through the desert and fed them with manna from heaven. In their minds, Moses was the ultimate figure of divine provision. But Jesus takes this story to a new level. Like Moses, Jesus leads a multitude and provides them with food, but with one crucial difference. While Moses prayed for God's provision, Jesus Christ is the provision. He doesn't ask for help. He takes the loaves and fish and multiplies them through his own power. Jesus reveals himself as more than a prophet. He is the bread that gives eternal life. C.S. Lewis captures the heart of this transformation in his book, Mere Christianity. Let me quote him. If we find ourselves with a desire that nothing in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that we were made for another world. The crowd's hunger for bread points to a deeper hunger that only Jesus can satisfy. The hunger for a relationship with God, for spiritual fulfillment that transcends the material. This passage invites us to see Jesus not as a mere miracle worker or prophet like Moses, but as God himself, the one who brings eternal life. The people, however, miss this truth. They see Jesus as a Moses-like figure who can fulfill their physical needs, not realizing that he offers something far greater. When Jesus says, "I am the bread of life," he is declaring that he alone is the answer to the deepest longings of the human heart. My dear friends, today, like the crowd, we often focus on the material aspects of life, our jobs, finances, and daily bread. These needs are real, but Jesus calls us to something deeper. How often do we, like Philip and Andrew, see only the limits of our resources rather than trusting in the abundance Jesus provides? We look at what we lack rather than trusting in the one who multiplies even the smallest offerings into more than enough. Jesus asks us to bring what little we have, whether it is our time, talents of faith, and trust that he can do far more than we can imagine. It is a reminder that in Jesus we find not only our physical needs met, but also the deeper spiritual sustenance that leads to eternal life. The 12 baskets of leftover fragments are a powerful symbol of God's overflowing grace. While the manna in the wilderness perished if stored, the abundance Jesus provides is enduring and eternal. His provision never runs out, And His grace is always available, even when we feel we have little to offer. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life do you focus on material needs, forgetting that Jesus offers something far greater, spiritual fulfillment and eternal life? Number two, how can you learn to trust in Jesus' abundant provision, even when your resources seem limited? Lord Jesus Christ, you are the true bread of life, the one who satisfies our deepest hunger. Help us to trust in your abundant grace, even when we feel limited by what we have. Open our eyes to see beyond the material and into the spiritual, so that we may find fulfillment in you alone. Thank you for always providing more than we need, and for being more than we can ever imagine. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you.